other through it. Come on and say good movement draws good movement.
Welcome to Good Movement Draws Good Movement, the podcast where farmers, ranchers, and rural folks can grow relationally through awareness, understanding, and effective communication. Hey, it's T. I'm your host, and I, along with my guests, will be covering topics related to drawing good movement. Things like self and social awareness, brain science, positive psychology, extending grace, and so much more. We'll share tools that can help you understand why you are the way you are, why others are the way they are, and how you can use that to step out of self-told lies with grace and compassion to draw good movement in conversations, relationships, and life in rural America. Let's go draw good movement. Welcome back to the Good Movement Draws Good Movement podcast. Today, I'm talking about something that's been on my mind lately. I'm talking about the stories we tell ourselves and what we can do to tell some better stories. Remember back in episode 7, when I repeated what Suzanne Stabil said about how we don't know how to hold mystery? Well, it's true. We don't know how to hold mystery. Our minds don't like mystery or ambiguity. We want answers. We like closure and things wrapped up in a neat little box with a pretty little bow. We want things to make sense. So when there is mystery or ambiguity, we fill in the blanks. And our brains are really good at blank filling and detail creation. Our brains are so good at this that the stories are completely plausible and make a whole lot of sense. And as a result, we believe them. This is especially true, it seems, when it comes to our relationships. The problem is that as plausible and sensible as they may seem, these stories are still just mad libs of our mind. And because we tend to err on the side of worst case scenario kind of stuff when we're filling in the blanks, it can wreak havoc on our mental and emotional well-being, not to mention our communication and relationships in general. Using myself as an example, as a person who's a type 9 on the Enneagram and very conflict averse, when someone texts me something like, "We need to talk," or "Call me when you can," I start filling in the blanks with ways I may have upset the person on the other end of the text. I can easily weave a story of what I've done, how that person will never be able to forgive me, and that this text is the beginning of the end of our relationship. And because I'm so good at filling in those blanks, I believe my mind's mad lib and work myself up into a stress-induced sweat only to find out that they just wanted to share something exciting or present an opportunity and wanted to talk rather than text. This is a generic example, but a common story that I tell myself. A more specific and recent example can be found in that time I'd committed to going to a conference with one of my very closest friends, Michaela, and it was a conference that she was speaking at. But I had to back out because of an opportunity I'd been given that I wasn't sure would come around again. But before I'd worked up the nerve to tell her what was up, I'd weaved an elaborate story of how it would probably be the last time I'd talk with her because of how upset she'd be with me for being a bad friend and skipping out on our girls' weekend and seeing her speak on stage. It was quite the story, and a scary one at that. I had myself scared absolutely spitless to talk to her because of my fear of causing conflict between us and losing connection with her. I am not lying when I tell you that I legit had a stomach ache and felt like I might vomit before that conversation. But when we talked, she was so gracious and supportive. I mean, she was sad I wasn't going to the conference. So was I. I still wish there was a way that I could have been two places at once. But at the end of the day, she was happy for me and the opportunity I'd been given. In fact, the first thing that she said after I'd nervously and tearfully told her what was up was, "Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to tell me you weren't able to go on our ski trip this spring." This example shows how both of our minds were at work filling in the blanks. just how quickly that works, and how believable those stories are. In this case, the story I told myself didn't affect my communication or relationship with Michaela, aside from the stress sweat, that is. But stories like this definitely can affect our relationships and communication with others. That and the toll they take on our mental and emotional well-being are both excellent reasons for us to start telling ourselves better stories, more truthful and factual stories. I'm not going to say stop telling ourselves stories altogether because I'm not entirely sure that's possible 100% of the time. I mean, maybe it is, but I'm not there yet. So I can't speak to that. But I can speak to a couple of ways that you can start filling in the blanks with more fact than fiction. The first is, you might have guessed it, self-awareness. If you're an avid listener to this podcast, you know my first step answer to most things is self-awareness. But here, specifically being aware of your personal tendencies can be incredibly helpful. Going back to the examples I gave above, my tendency is to assume that there is or will be conflict. This is most certainly due to my motivation as a type 9, that of keeping the peace. But if you don't know your Enneagram type and you're not sure of your motivations, which definitely influence the ways that you fill in the blanks of the stories of your life, think back over some of those stories that you've been telling yourself. Is there a common thread, a default assumption, something you repeatedly fill the blanks with? If so, be aware of that next time you find yourself in the midst of mystery and or ambiguity. The second thing we can do that will for sure yield more fact than fiction is to ask honest questions. In episode 12, we talked about how honest questions can help us choose curiosity over criticism. But honest questions can also help us fill in the blanks with actual facts instead of speculation. We can ask honest questions of others, like say you notice a change in someone, say they seem more distant or less friendly. Instead of automatically filling in the blanks with something like, they must be mad at me, or they're just being rude, ask them about it. Ask how things are going. Ask what's new with them, or some other open-ended, honest question that gives them the opportunity to open up in their own words. It might turn out that you were right and they are mad. But now you've opened the door to connect, have a conversation about it, and maybe help them fill in their blanks in the mad lib of their mind with facts as well. And if it isn't possible to ask the other person, or maybe there isn't another person involved, you can always ask yourself honest questions. Ask things like, what's happened in my past that might be leading me to draw this conclusion? What else could be true? These questions not only help you tell yourself a better story, they can also help you better hold mystery and accept ambiguity, which is something that we all could stand to be a little bit better at. If you listened to this episode and found yourself nodding along with anything from how you fill in the blanks to the stress sweat and mental and emotional distress of the stories you craft for yourself, or if you're feeling emotionally tapped, struggling to navigate your relationships, and overwhelmed by communication challenges, I've got something I want to tell you about, something I've been working on, and I'm really excited to let out into the world. That is the Good Movement Collective. The Good Movement Collective is a 6-month group coaching program designed for rural women who are ready to clearly and confidently communicate so that they can eliminate overwhelm and experience joy in their relationships. Visit the link in the show notes to join the waitlist, where you'll get more information and you will be first in line when the doors open. Until next time, draw good movement. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. If you found value in this episode, I'd love for you to share with others who might also benefit from tuning in. Share by word of mouth, send it in a text, take a screenshot and post it on social media, or share however you prefer. And if you haven't already, hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, draw good movement.